Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, this is one of the most exciting days ever in the history of Chicago. It is, I really think that there ought to be free parking for everyone because on Monday, the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe opens. Jenny Tyner, the founder of the Cat Cafe, is on the phone. It's been kind of a bouncy, long journey, Jenny, but you're here.
It has. An exciting, bouncy journey, yes.
Well, we've been following that journey on this radio show. And let me start with, for folks who don't know what a cat cafe is, I want to start with the sort of basic 101 with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a cat cafe is where you can come in, enjoy some coffee, drinks, whatever you want to have, and then you get to be in a place with tons of cats, play with them, they're adoptable. It's just a place to come relax, get to know a cat.
And you're working with a coffee shop that's just down the street.
Yeah, so, you know, we will actually have coffee, tea, hot cocoa. They're making a cat say latte, kitty cookie. So people come in and they order that, and then the cafe delivers it. So it's a really cool partnership.
Yeah, I think
and that's Gallery Cafe. They're wonderful people.
Yes, the Gallery Cafe is in fact known for in Bucktown where this is. They're known for their coffee and they're known for also local artisans are responsible for their baked goods. So this is all sourced from Chicago folks. So that in of itself is a good thing. So you come in, you can order a coffee and something to eat if you'd like, and you pet the cats, you play with the cats, but you said something kind of magical there, and that is they are all adoptable, and that's kind of that's the whole point in part, isn't it?
It's the point. I mean, besides a place where people can come and relax and just get away from the daily hustle and bustle, we want to get the cats, we want to find them homes. And we want to give Chicago Animal Care and Control another avenue to do that.
Well, that's what this is. So this is, you've become a branch office of Chicago Animal Care and Control. So I want to back up a couple steps here. So when people unfortunately feel the need to give up their dog or cat, they most often go to Animal Care and Control. They're an open admission facility. When friendly stray cats are found on the streets of Chicago, they, in fact, by law, go to Animal Care and Control. At times, unfortunately, Animal Care and Control has too many cats. They just can't adopt them all out. Now, the great news is, the heroic news, is there are all these sorts of rescue partners that have come in and found other ways to get these cats first out of a crowded facility, which is best for everyone, most importantly the cats. But in addition to that, they find homes for the cats. And you've become sort of another outlet, an outlet that happens to be in Bucktown. And we'll be adopting out cat after cat after cat from Chicago Animal Care and Control. That's a great thing.
I feel like I'm, if you really want to call me what I am, I'm a big foster home for the cats. That's really what I am. And, you know, cat cafes, cat lounges, whatever, you know, somebody wants to call them, have become, they've proven themselves as a model to adopt cats. Everybody that comes in the door does not have to adopt one. It's not a requirement, but it's certainly the goal. And you sit down, one comes up in your lap, and you fall in love. That's just, it's a different way to get people acquainted with the cats.
You know, it's really such an interesting point because animal shelters do okay at adopting cats, depending on the individual facility. Cat cafes, on average, I'm talking about, you know, around the country, I'm taking a look at the larger picture, have a better percentage of adoption than many of the animal shelters. Is it that homey feeling that cat cafes have? Because you're right. I mean, people, and it's, here's what's really interesting to me. Most people that go to an animal shelter go thinking, I mean, the whole point is they want to adopt out a pet. Most people that go to a cat cafe don't necessarily go there because they want to adopt. Yet, the cat cafes often have a higher percentage. So why do you think that is?
Because it's replicating a home environment. And, you know, you walk into a shelter, right? You see a cat behind a cage. You're not getting to know it. So when you're sitting in an environment like this, like I said, one crawls up in your lap and wants to sit there and starts purring, and you think, oh, my gosh, this cat loves me. So a bond is created. That doesn't necessarily happen at a shelter. The bond takes some time. And there's, you know, something else. There's a lower rate of return. So at a shelter, you don't get to know the cat and find out if it's a good fit for you and your personality. So I feel like the cat's just, the bond is created and things happen emotionally, higher emotions.
I think you're right. And in the dog world, at an animal shelter, you could take out the dog, walk with the dog, play with the dog. At a animal shelter, as you mentioned, I mean, you can't take out the cat on a leash, and you kind of get the feeling you can get. But often cats are not themselves at these facilities,
right,
for starters.
They're scared.
Yeah. And even the best ones. And there are many. I mean, listen, they do the best they can under the circumstances that they're in. And Chicago and the nation is filled with wonderful facilities that adopt out cats. But it's not the same as the feel of a living room. And that's what cat cafes, and including yours, because I've been there, the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, kind of, they have that comfortable feeling. There's a sofa, yeah. there's chairs to sit on for people or cats to jump on, and there's
it's a lounge. It's home. I want it to feel like home to everybody that walks in the door and to every cat that's here. So
it's got to give you a good feeling as well to be able to, because hopefully the numbers will be as good as what they are in other cities across America. And if so, you're making a significant dent for Chicago for animal care and control.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, a dent in not only the amount of cats they have there, a dent in euthanasia.
Yeah.
And kittens, you know, we'll be able to have kittens in here. They are usually, well, we won't get into all those details.
I don't know what you mean, but you will have cats of all ages is the point to that.
That brings up a really good point, because there's a lot of cats. You go into a shelter or Petco or whatever, if you see a medical tag, you're going to go right past that cat looking for the young, healthy cat. Well, you come in here, and maybe the one that has like a slight limp or, you know, has some kind of special need, if that bond is created, it doesn't matter. And they're going to, you know, unless there's something maybe financially blocking them or something like that, they get to know the cat for more than what they see for the 5 seconds when they're walking around trying to figure out which one to adopt at a different place.
And if you're not sure, you can come back. So if you come in Monday and you're not sure, you can come back Tuesday, right?
And you can come back with your husband or boyfriend or daughter that, you know, you want to see if they are the right fit for them as well. There's just, it gives you more time to make a smart decision.
The only thing you cannot come back with is the family dog or that would be bad, or other cats that you happen to have in the house.
And,
you know, so I mentioned at the radio station, because people, you know, I mean, they know how excited I am about the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. And someone said just today, doesn't that mean, I mean, can I take I have two cats, can I take them there? And I said, no. So again, let's reiterate that this is for the shelter cats. The point is to adopt them out, for you to spend time with the cats if you want, but not to bring your own.
Right. And I think that's the most common question. Oh, I can bring my cat. No, please don't. Because cats, it's a slow introduction process. So imagine people are coming in with cats all day long. it would be a disaster. So yes, please don't bring your cats.
You'd be in the news, but not for all the right reasons. And I think you're going to be in the news, at least shelter news, for successfully adopting out. Now, the Chicago's been kind of behind the eight ball here. And I don't know if that's an expression, but now it is. So so Chicago's behind everyone else, or was. So 2017, a banner year. The Catcade is a cat cafe on Belmont that opened, I don't know, a few months ago. And now you're opening. Mm-hmm. And I say that because Chicago, 82 or 84, something like that, cat cafes around America, over a few hundred around the world. But Chicago didn't have a single one until this year.
Right. And, you know, I found out about the same time they found out about me. When you mentioned the Catcade, we found out about each other. And we were both, you know, trying to get it going at about the same time. So I don't know what it was, but it was just all of a sudden people said, okay, we need one here. And so Chicago has been a little behind. I have no idea why it is. It was such a big city. There's so much of a need. It just took the right people wanting to do it, able to do it, ready to do it. So now we're here.
But this is more than coffee. This is more than coffee and cats. You have all sorts of special events, some that you're thinking of doing down the road, some that are kicking off right away. One I know is yoga with cats. What's that about?
It's just, again, it's creating a calm, relaxing environment where a person can interact with the cats. But you're doing yoga, and there's cats walking around your mat. There's cats jumping up on you when you're doing a pose. You know, during yoga that I've seen happening already, people are doing their poses, but then as soon as a cat does something funny, they take out their phone and start taking pictures. So it just creates happiness. There's been paint night with cats.
We need to explain that. Do people paint the cats? What happens?
No, so an artist comes in and she's got a picture that she's going to teach everybody how to paint. So beginner level, advanced, whatever level you're at, you just come in and she teaches you how to paint the picture you're looking at. But the cats are also running around trying to get in your paint.
Now, Chicago used to be a leader just a couple of years ago, for many years, a leader in what's called trap, neuter, return. These are of community cats that are outdoor cats, spaying and neutering these cats so they can't reproduce anymore, and then putting them back out in their environment. Most humane thing to do. There's little doubt about that in my mind, but Chicago has fallen behind there as well. Are you going to offer classes in these sorts of things, or educational opportunities for people who seriously want to have veterinarians, maybe leading veterinarians across the country, come in and speak at the Windy Kitty?
Yes. So when we talk about events, that's another type of event I hope to have, our workshops, bottle baby workshops. So people become, there's more fosters to foster bottle babies. There's TNR classes. If shelters want to come, they can pick the topic. Just let me know, reach out, and we can facilitate that, have that class. And the cats are here while they're teaching it.
The important thing about that, so the cats can come out and greet the people. Or not. They have their choice, but what a great way to socialize cats that might be on the shyer side.
And there's proof of that. You know, we had one cat, because we've had cats for about a little while, and one cat came in. She didn't want to have anything to do with people or the other cats. But this is a free roam environment for them. It doesn't mean that they have to be interacting with people, so she knew she could stay away, she knew she could hide, and she knew she'd be left alone. Within a couple of days, actually when yoga was happening, we saw her wander out from underneath her chair, and she started interacting. The next day, she kind of hid back where she was, and then a couple of days after that, she's playing near the other cats and not. So she, in a very short period of time, became acclimated to people and other cats. So it was a pretty beautiful thing.
Yeah, and there's just no way that a shelter would have the space or the ability to do such a thing. And, you know, that's part of the success of cat cafes, too, I believe. So I have a question to ask here. Are Lee Merriweather, Eartha Kitt, or Julie Newmark coming in? You don't know what I'm talking about, probably, because you are too young. They are the ladies that that played Catwoman on the old Batman TV show.
I would love it if they did, and we could have a Catwoman party.
Well, I think it would be a challenge because, frankly, I think they're all deceased. But above and beyond that, are you going to? Here's what I'm getting. Are you going to? I believe you're going to have a movie night.
Yes, I got where you were going about halfway through. I'm like, yeah, but there's movie night, so we can show their movies. Exactly. But another thing, where you know, just the lights get turned down, the movie comes on. And again, it's just like home. You're sitting there, you're watching a movie, the cat comes on and wants to have some snuggle time.
Is it true that is it true that instead of popcorn, you're going to be offering people catnip?
Maybe the cats and not the people.
Not the
people. They can eat it if they want to.
So where is the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe?
It is at 1746 West North Avenue.
And that's right in the heart of Bucktown there. It's easy, I know, because I could see the train a block away from public transportation. There's, of course, the North Avenue bus. But it's above and beyond that, plenty of street parking as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there's Uber and Lyft, of course, as
yes,
well.
Of course.
There's a lot of ways to get here. But there is street parking. I haven't ever had a problem finding a spot.
All right. Now, how does one get into the... Do you have to make reservations? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. So you go to windykittychicago.com. You make a reservation, and the reservation is for an hour. And your reservation, the money that you pay for that reservation goes towards keeping the roof over the head, providing them food. So you are, you know, almost... Your reservation is basically a donation. You stay for an hour, but say we're not full for the next hour because there's a limit of 15 people per hour so that the cats don't get stressed out. Say 14 people are ready for the next hour. One person, if they decide they want to stay longer, they can stay longer. Walk-ins are always welcome, but since cat cafes tend to fill up very quickly, especially on weekends, the reservations are recommended.
All right. Let's give that website one more time.
WindyKittyChicago.com.
Windy Kitty with a K. Windy Kitty Chicago. How else would you spell it? WindyKittyChicago.com. Jenny Tyner. You know how excited I am. I think this is a great thing because I know how many cats do get adopted. I know that this is it's not, I mean, listen, life is stressful. It's not a
thousands
stress.
Of thousands. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not a stress-free facility, but as you mentioned, if you do it right, and I've seen it, you're doing it right. I mean, lots of hiding places for the cats, especially up high, which I know you're going to add more of. In addition to that, you've got the feel-away plugged in. That's a copy of a pheromone that helps to take the stress and edge off and helps cats feel more comfortable in their own environment. You're going to have a little shop, I think, selling odds and ends, aren't you? Cat supply stuff.
For sure. Cat Supply, Siva, has been so amazing, and they've just been so generous. They even have Feel Away available for people if they want to purchase that. There'll be cat treats. There's little cat hammocks. There's T-shirts with our logo on it. There's so many things available for people. We'll be more in the coming weeks, but there's definitely some available.
It's the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. Jenny Tyner. Thank you so much. We will see
you.
We will see you with the cats.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Can't wait to meet everybody. Thank you,
Jenny. Thanks. I just love this idea so very much because I know what it means to communities. I also know the folks at Freshwave have a new customer story from a listener named Mary. She says she's been using Freshwave natural odor-removing products for years. And ever since a Mary Maid's crew member left a sample as a gift after they cleaned her house. Kind of a hint, I believe. Now she uses Freshwave all over the house, and she has ever since because it works. The science behind Freshwave has some serious credibility to it. I mean, wastewater treatment facilities and oil refineries, Vegas hotels, and crime scene cleanup crews, believe it or not. So if you'll be hosting friends and family, or criminals, over the holidays, count on Freshwave to deodorize your home before and after the festivities. And if you're headed out to someone else's house, be a good house guest and bring some Freshwave Odor TLC. They'll thank you for it. You'll find Freshwave odor removing products at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walgreens, Whole Foods, and more. Head to FreshwaveWorks.com. Click on the store locator to find your nearest Freshwave retailer. Pets aren't like family, they are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. You know, we had a veterinarian, Dr. Ann Cohn, on the show last week from MedVet Chicago, and the email I received was, after a while, pretty boring to read. MedVet Chicago is great. MedVet Chicago saved my dog's life. MedVet Chicago saved my cat's life. MedVet Chicago did this. MedVet Chicago. I mean, it was the same thing over and over, but and all positive. I'll tell you, it must be fun to work at MedVet Chicago because everybody's hugging you and for all the right reasons. I mean, what they do is they provide emergency medical care. Now, this is not a part of the commercial, but I want to tell this story. So, six months ago, I was driving on Ashland Avenue, and I noticed these people at an intersection all looking down at something, and four or five people, and I happened to see what they were looking down at, which was a dog lying just off, kind of in the gutter. And I stopped the car and I said, what happened? And this woman said, I hit the dog. I don't know. I mean, I was just driving. I was only going 30 miles an hour, speed limit. And then this is where the dog crawled to. And now the dog, I don't even think the dog is breathing. And I thought I felt a pulse. So I said, let me take the dog. Have you called anyone? They said they called 311. They had been waiting 20 minutes. Well, you know the city of Chicago. I'll leave it at that. There have been reports on that issue on the news. So anyway, I said, you know, I'll just take the dog in to MedVet Chicago. That's what they do. They do emergency medicine. Obviously, this is an emergency. They had no idea the dog was not wearing a collar, but a dog that didn't seem like a stray dog, just a dog that got out, but who knows. So I drove as quickly as I could. I called MedVet, said, I'm coming in. I got there. They immediately, I don't think I waited 2 seconds, came out with a stretcher, just like you would with a person. They came out with a stretcher, took the dog in, and the dog had already died. And the dog was not microchipped. So I don't know that they'll ever, or how the owner found out or didn't find out, I don't know. But the veterinarian there at the time, Dr. Klein, came out. And this is what they do every day. What a difficult job, you know? He comes out, he says, Steve, is this isn't your dog, I don't think. I said, no. And then he hugged me. It's amazing how quickly we bond with dogs, right? You know, I was in tears. You know, I didn't even know this dog. It looked kind of like Benji, the dog did. So that's what they do. They do emergency care, typically for people that come in with their own pet. But I'll tell you, not necessarily. And they're open 24/7. That's the whole idea. Write down the phone number. You never know when you're going to need it. 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110. MedVetForPets.com.